This is program number LW2470. Well, you know, it's incredible how many there are today who insist that we and everything around us just happened by accident, that we're just a product of evolution. Hi, this is Larry West. It's incredible, isn't it, that in the face of all the intricate design, I mean, if our rotating globe were just a fraction of a mile closer to the sun, we'd burn up. If it were a fraction away from the sun, we'd freeze to death. It rotates perfectly around the sun, all of the details from the seasons of the year to the instincts of the animals, from the articulate design of our human bodies to the ones of each snowflake that falls. It's incredible that in the face of all the detailed designs, there are still some who think that this universe just simply happened by accident. What are the chances of such a thing really happening by accident? Well, I've got a monkey story for you today. In an address to the British Association for the Advancement of Science not long ago, it was stated, and this is a direct quote, "If six monkeys were set before six typewriters, it would be a long time before they produced, by mere chance, all the written books in the British Museum." A long time? How long? Well, a fellow by the name of Lucio expressed it in his wit, poetically, in the Manchester Guardian. He wrote, "Give me a half dozen monkeys, set them to the lettered keys, and instruct these simian flunkies just to hit them as they please. Lo, the anthropoid plebeians, toiling at their careless plan, would in the course of countless eons duplicate the lore of man." What are the odds against chance that the immortal monkey could produce, say, Shakespeare's Hamlet? Well, a fellow named Warren Weaver calculates that in Shakespeare's Hamlet, there are something like 27,000 letters and spaces, and there being 35 keys on the typewriter, the overall probability of producing Hamlet by chance is unity, if you understand all this, divided by 35 raised to the power of 27,000. Now, you know what all that means? Well, a fellow by the name of Richard Bach, in his book called Incredible Coincidence, says that he guessed that it would take about 10 billion years. 10 billion. Calculating it all out, he found out that wasn't enough. He learned that after 20 billion years, that monkey would not even have made a dent in Shakespeare's work. Take the phrase, to be or not to be. That's just 6 2- and 3-letter words, to be or not to be. If that monkey, typing 10 strokes per second, allowing no banana breaks, he would have to type just the 12 symbols and spaces in those 6 words 20 billion years, just to get the words, to be or not, just those. Then if you want the entire quote finished, you'd have to hire 10 billion more monkeys, also typing for 20 billion years, just to finish out the phrase, to be or not to be. The intricate, orderly design in this world shows that all of it just couldn't have happened by accident. There had to be a designer behind it all, an intelligent mind belonging to a genius creator. Just ask the monkeys. 3 monkeys sat in a coconut tree discussing things as they're said to be. Said one to another, "Now listen, you two, there is a certain rumor that cannot be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a horrendous disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her babies, and ruined her life. And you've never known a mother monk to leave her babies with others to bunk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. And another thing you'll never see, a monk build a fence around a coconut tree and let the coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monks to taste. Why, if I put a fence around a tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Here's another thing a monk won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew, or use a gun or club or knife and take some other monkey's life. Yes, man descended, the ornery cuss, but brother, he didn't descend from us." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created." That is the only reasonable explanation of our beginnings. And what God did is no accident. I have a pamphlet I'd like to send to you. It's called Science and Evolution. It's several pages long, Science and Evolution. Write me for it. It's free in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.